This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back into our Monday, July 7th edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, bringing it to 8 p.m. this evening. It's a bit of our Pelicans Power Hour coming up. You'll hear from Summer League head coach Corey Brewer, rookie guard Jeremiah Fears, and Micah Peavy, along with second-year sophomore center Eves Missy. Looking forward to seeing him in Summer League action. A little surprised he was going to be on this Summer League roster. I didn't know if the Pels would hold him back off of that to see some more of the younger guys. But nice to see Eves Missy getting some work in with these guys.
Yeah, occasionally you'll see those second-year players, especially the draft picks, get a little bit of run. You know, if Eve comes out and just starts dominating in the summer league, I don't know how much you really need to see of him, Steve.
Right.
But, you know, hopefully that's what he does. Because by all accounts, he's had a great offseason, first real offseason at the NBA level. And he's primed to have a really big season in his second year with the Pelicans.
I was surprised the other day when the summer league roster came out and looking over it, there was a name on it that had been waived by the team. But Antonio Reeves, the guard out of Kentucky, rookie last year, will be on the Pels summer league roster. But I'm not sure that means anything for his future with this squad. Maybe they're just helping showcase his talent for other teams.
Yeah, also getting a look at him too at the summer league. All teams pay attention to the summer league.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing with, like, all teams pay attention to preseason tape in the NFL, right? So
right. Not, don't take too much from it.
Right. At the same time, it's Antonio Reeves is what he is. He's a bench player for either the Pelicans or whoever ends up going to scoop him up. But, yeah, they're going to give him some run at the summer league level, see what he does, and then go from there.
Yeah, interesting to see some of these other guys that have been around as well, like Lester Quinones. Also with Trey Alexander, had a year in the NBA. Keon Brooks will be back with the team during summer league. We know Eves Missy, also mentioned Antonio Reeves. Those are just some of the players on this summer league squad that have some experience, and leading the way for the roster will be an assistant coach with the Pels, Corey Brewer, who gets a chance to be the head coach in summer league. He spoke about getting to his new duties and getting a run with these young guys. Here's what he had to say as this team gets ready to travel to Las Vegas soon.
What are kind of the first impressions of Jeremiah and Derek early?
Jeremiah's fast. That's the first impression. Fast, man. He gets up and down the court really fast. He's going to be a good player, a good young guy. Derek can really play. He can really score the ball. He can pass. So I like both. I love both those guys.
You all found guys like Jose in the summer league. But how important is it going to be for your first-round draft picks to make sure that they do get a ton of minutes so you can kind of see what they do?
It's going to be really important. You know, those guys are going to get a ton of minutes, of course, just because, you know, they're our draft pick, they're our guys, and we want to see what we got. So we can put those guys out there in the right positions and, you know, let them see.
What do you want to see from the players in general, like when they take the court out there?
We're going to play hard. You know, that's going to be our identity. We're going to be the hardest-playing team, and we're going to get some wins.
Is that kind of a plan early on with Jeremiah, putting the ball in his hands and allowing him to run the offense?
Of course. I want to put the ball in his hands, let him make plays. You got to make mistakes, too. The only way you're going to get better is by making mistakes, so he's going to have the ball in his hands.
How do you see maybe the cohesiveness between you and Missy?
It's been good. You know, they're learning to play off each other. You know, we're going to play them together, which is, I think, is going to help both of them.
Does Eve look different to you? I mean,
he looks like he's in better shape. He looks like he's stronger. And I think we're going to see a different Eve this year.
How good is it to have a guy who started most of last year being a part of this?
Oh, it's great. You know, we got Eve was all rookie last year. You know, he started the whole year for us. So having him out here is only going to help our team.
Will you play Eve with Queen a lot?
Of course. You got to play them together. Hey, put the best players on the court.
Hey, what do you kind of remember from playing summer league back when you played? Like, what do you remember from as a player?
Just the opportunity to play your first NBA, you know, NBA-type minutes. So these guys, it's going to be great for them, but you know, they're going to be nervous. And so once they get out there, you know, try to ease their nerves and just put them in position to succeed.
What's kind of your message to the guys like, that have never been on this stage before? Like, what do you tell them?
Enjoy it. Yeah. Have fun. You know, focus in and go out there and be the best you.
I mentioned Jose earlier. Is this an opportunity? I mean, look, guys get discovered here. Somebody can kind of open some eyes that, and this may be a big chance for them.
Of course. A lot of these guys are looking for opportunities. So they got to go out here and play their best. So summer league is where you do it. A lot of teams are going to be watching.
We didn't ask you much about Michael Peavy yet, so what have been your impression of him, especially on defense?
Michael's a really good defender. You know, you can tell that he loves to play defense, and he plays hard. So for us around here, that's breath of fresh air. So we're happy to have him.
You mentioned him playing hard. But I guess what else stands out about his defensive abilities that you've seen on the court and that you've seen in film, and how much do you feel like that gives him a chance to have a long-lasting career in NBA?
He can guard multiple positions. He basically can guard 1-4, and then when you got the size he has, that's good. And he wants to play defense. Sometimes, you know, playing defense ain't about how good you are. It's about the want. And kid wants to play defense, and you're going to play a long time if you want to play defense, trust me. You can learn to play with offense. It's hard sometimes for guys to learn to play defense.
From like a broad standpoint, you guys have 3 draft picks on this roster, and I think you have 4 players that played on the team last year. How does that affect the way you coach this? I mean, is it challenging because you have so many guys that, you know, you want to get minutes to, or is it just more exciting because you have so many players that
It's more exciting. I got a lot of dudes that can play, and the best players are going to play. Like, I've been around a long time. I've been in the same situation they've been in, both. I was draft pick, fighting for my job. Like, so you play hard, you get to play. If you ain't playing the right way, doing the right thing, you sit over here with
me. A lot of the players have mentioned Queen's ability to play, mate. You think you might see some 4 or 5 pick and roll with him and Eve?
Oh, yeah, you're going to see Queen do a lot of things. Hey, man, he's a playmaker. He can play multiple positions. And, of course, him and Eve, 4 or 5 pick and roll, you'll see that.
Michael just talked about the sets they played in college and how he's not afraid to, you know, go at it up in summer league. Have you noticed that so far, like his comfortability and what y'all are trying to do?
You said Micah? Oh, yeah. Micah's out there. He's aggressive, playing hard. Like, he's been a defender that he said he was. He told me, he said, I like to defend. And he's showing he likes to defend. So he's been great for me.
Meese is someone that, when you see him, it looks like he put on weight. Like, how much do you feel like, especially with the rookie that he had, being bigger, being stronger can only help him going forward in the league?
Oh, it's going to help him a lot. But the main thing that's helping Eve right now, he's confident. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times, you know, you can put on weight, you can do different things, but confidence is very important in basketball. And he's very confident right now. And so I'm happy with Eve.
How much have you seen his confidence grow, like, when he got here last year around this time to now?
When he got here, he didn't know what he was. He was just happy to be here. Now he's like, he knows he deserves to be here, and he's just getting better. And it's just a great kid, works his butt off. That's why I love him.
The Pelicans Summer League coach, Corey Brewer, there. And, man, oh, man, he had a heck of an NBA career, 13 years in the league. And after he was done playing, he went right into a developmental coaching role with the Pels since 2020 and is now an assistant head coach with his squad. So continues to work his way up into the coaching ranks. Wonder if we'll one day see Corey Brewer as a head coach in the league.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, you got to start kind of baby steps,
right?
And starting with a head coach of the summer league team is definitely cool for Corey Brewer. But you heard it there, talking about the draft picks, going to get a ton of minutes in the summer league. That's what we've been anticipating. With, you know, obviously Derek Queen, the 13th overall pick, Jeremiah Fears, the 7th overall pick, Micah Peavy, the 40th overall pick. So all 3 of those guys are going to get minutes. Here to talk about Micah Peavy specifically, Steve, you know, just got this big smile on my face because it sounds, and I don't want to say he's Herb Jones or anything like that, but a second round pick that's a defensive minded guy that's going to play his heart out, spent a lot of years in college, made it to the NBA level, what kind of a chip on his shoulder. We'll see what Micah Peavy can do.
Yeah, tells the coach already. He's like, I'm here to play defense, and you don't hear that often.
He loved that.
Right.
It's exactly what Corey Brewer, who, as you mentioned, has had a long NBA career, or had a long NBA career, said, if you're defensive-minded and you want to play defense, you can have a long career in the NBA. And then also talking about Eve Misi at the end there, great, great stuff to hear for Pelican fans that Eve looks like he's ready to make a leap into year two because he's obviously going to have a huge role in this Pelican roster.
Our Pelicans Power Hour continues next segment. We're going to get Pelicans TV sideline reporter Andrew Lopez on with us, hear his thoughts about the Summer League and what he's been seeing at these practices as the Pels get ready to head to Las Vegas. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Keep it locked on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back into Sports Talk. We've been talking about Pels getting ready for summer league action, helping us break it all down. Andrew Lopez, Pelicans TV sideline reporter, joining us now. How you doing, Andrew? How's it been?
Doing pretty good, man. Excited that I can officially talk about a lot of the things since we got past the end of the moratorium. So, but looking forward to seeing what we're going to see from these Pels in Vegas once we get out there and start. I think we kick off Vegas. We got the first game,
right?
That game on Thursday. So really excited to get out there.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing these youngins, especially the first round picks, Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen. What's your take on the Pels taking those two in the first round? Obviously, there was tons of, you know, hype around the Pels trading their first round pick for next year to get a guy like Queen. But just curious your thoughts on these two talents coming into this roster.
Yeah, let's start with Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma, who the crazy thing about Jeremiah Fears is the fact that he should be going into his freshman year of college right now. This is a guy who, you know, reclassified, did the same thing Cooper Flagg did, won't turn 19 until the middle of training camp. I think it's like mid-August. So the fact that was able to go out, average 17, 4-4 in SEC play and will his team to the tournament, it kind of shows you just, you know, kind of what he's built up. And after practice on Sunday when they first got back, Corey Brewer, he's going to be the coach of the summer league team. He was, you know, talking about him. And so what's the first thing you notice? He's fast. I think when Derek Queen came over, we asked him his thoughts on Jeremiah Fears, and it was, man, he's got that ball on a string. He can kind of get around. One thing that we've heard time and time again is about how you know, he's one of the best ball handlers in the draft. And I think because of the trade, I think a lot of what he is able to do and has done in the past kind of got swept under the rug a little bit because people were more concerned with, you know, the deal itself or anything else. And then you kind of forget, hey, they got another really good guy here. Like we should probably focus on that. So I think it's a, you know, very excited to see him get out there. As for Queen, I think you're going to see him probably, you know, start at the four alongside Eve Misi, who, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of these all rookie guys from last year, a good number of them playing this. We saw Jalen Wells from Memphis Grizzlies play a game. Khalil Ware has played for Miami. So some of these guys are coming in and trying to get some work done. And I think, you know, being able to see Derek Queen out there alongside Eve is going to be big, and just seeing how those two are going to be able to work together.
You know, before we get into more of kind of the rookies and their play in the summer league, it was interesting hearing Derek Queen saying that he's like, even if he's going to love playing next to him, just because of the offensive capabilities that Derek Queen brings to the floor and the gravity that he takes up and throwing up lobs to Eve Misi. But everything that we've heard from Corey Brewer about Eve Misi is that he's put in a ton of work this offseason to get himself ready for his second NBA campaign. And just how exciting that is for Pelican fans that already saw him have a great rookie year, that he can potentially take that next step. And it all starts in summer league. You're going to get your first look at the new and improved Eve Misi early on.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things where he was – It's noticeable. And I know we talk about it a lot on this side of things where, you know, it's almost a joke about, you know, when's the first on media day, you know, when we get to September, how many guys put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle in the off season? It's every year, multiple teams have multiple guys who did it, but Eve really looks different. And I don't know if it's so much like he looks stronger. He looks a little bigger. I don't know if he's just, if he's, you know, 15 pounds heavier or if he just kind of got cut a little bit more, you know, got his body right, is getting his body right, trying to get everything right. But he I'm telling you, watching practice, the rims look like they hurt him. Like the rims did something to him because the way he was throwing down on the other day, I was like, man, that's an angry guy right now. But you like to see him, especially when you're a guy who started the majority of last season. You're a second team all rookie guy. You could have very easily tried to, you know, punch your way out of this because this is also a guy who is supposed to play for Cameroon in AfroBasket in August. Like he is not, you know, taking off the whole summer. He could have hey, I'm going to go play for my country. I don't want to be here right now. I'm focusing on this. And they were like, he's here. And so I think that shows his commitment, one, to the team, and two, in terms of trying to get better. But, you know, we all know Eve likes to throw it down. So hopefully, you know, DQ can find him a couple times.
Andrew, we talked with, I think, Will Guillory a couple weeks back after the draft specifically and kind of previewing the summer league. And he mentioned a great point about the summer league ball, that a lot of it is very guard centric. And you kind of see the elite guards a step above everybody else on the floor, right? Mm-hmm. Because they have the ball in their hands all the time, effectively. And just kind of your projection for Jeremiah Theers, the 7th overall pick at Summer League, because I think, as Corey Brewer has mentioned, you're going to see a lot of him, and he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot in the Summer League in Vegas.
Yeah, that was one thing Corey mentioned a lot, was you want to see him. I think the quote from Corey that kind of stood out to me the most was, I want to see him make plays and I want to see him make mistakes. And I think that's key because as Bruce said, he's like, you're not going to be able to improve if you're not making mistakes. You have to learn from those as well. So there's going to be some games where it's not going to look pretty. I think I saw, you know, he was a second round pick. I saw somebody put up Jalen Brunson's stats the other day from his first summer league. And it was like 8 points, 4 assists on like less than 35% shooting. Jeremiah Fields may go out there and have a game where he hits 4 or 5 threes and everybody's like, oh, the shooting concerns, I'm not worried about it. Or he may have a game where he goes out there and he's 4 for 17 and he's got 4 turnovers and he's forcing things. But as long as he is learning from those, I think that's a good thing. You know, watching him the other day, I think it's going to be more towards the side of, you know, he'll push for maybe at all, you know, could be one of these guys who is going to, you know, be an all summer league guy, especially the way he was looking in practice. But you also got to remember this is still a little bit of him trying to learn on the fly and how to do everything. But I think what you're seeing from the team itself is they're going to allow him to both have the ball and make those mistakes, which is going to mean you see a lot of Jeremiah Fears.
We saw a Pelican second round pick, Micah Peavy, put pen to paper today, signing his contract. His last year at Georgetown, averaging 17 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. But man, oh man, where he shines is that defensive part of the game. And he loved talking about that today too. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more and more in recent years, we're seeing guys, and Antonio, you know, he talked about this all the time on the broadcast. That's how you get on the floor when you're a rookie. All of these teams, they have guys that can score. Sometimes you do get drafted into that. You get drafted into, you know, trying to, you know, make your way in. And you know, if you get lucky enough to go to a team where you can put up 30 shots a game, fantastic. But most of you are going to teams where there's established stars. And the way you work your way onto teams is defensively. And I think that's where Micah can shine. I think that's where Micah is going to be able to kind of make his mark early. Very excited to be able to see him. I know he was very excited to actually get to practice today because the trade call finally went through. So he could officially sign everything. So for him, though, still want to see how does his offensive game translate? Because he did shoot 40% from three last year, but he was also getting left a lot last year. He was not a shooter his first four years, I should say, in college. He's one of these guys who took advantage of that fifth year, that COVID season, in the transfer. So he's a guy who now you can see, okay, maybe he can, you know, can he shoot 40% again? I don't know. He shot 40% on four attempts last year, but four attempts per game, but he made more threes last season than he did in his first 4 years combined. Can he continue that? And I think that's kind of when I spoke to him after the introductory press conference, he said that's something he had been focused on because he knew his defense was there. Now it's a matter of his offense kind of following around. And we'll see, you know, we'll get the first shot of that starting Thursday.
And before we get into some of the new additions and, you know, what's next, the last question for the summer league is the last player that drafted, obviously Derek Queen, the 13th overall pick. Outside of the conversation about what it took to get up and get him,
yeah,
you know, your projection of him in the summer league, because just watching his tape, Andrew, he is so, so talented offensively. And it's like watching, I think that Mark Cook, who's an NBA scout that comes on our program and talks with us, put it perfectly. He's like a 6'10 guard at times with the ball in his hands. And he's got great feet. He's got great movement skills. I think that he could be super, super fun to watch at the summer league level.
Yeah, he's a guy who, if he's already talking about the passing, maybe, you know, he'll try to go out there and get like a summer league triple-double the way he's talking right now about trying to throw all these things. I think the best thing I saw about him and watching him in practice was the touch that he has. We know that's something that we talk a lot about, Zion having some of the best touch of a big man in terms of being around the rim and the floaters and all this kind of stuff, the spin off the glass. DQ had a couple of those the other day, and I think it's important to kind of watch him and know, you know, how he's operating, playing next to other bigs. There's probably going to be some lineups where he is the five man. There's going to be lineups where he's the four. How he defends is kind of one of the things that I'm watching on. But watching him offensively the other day was you can see why you were, you know, Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver were aggressive in going to get him, and he looks like he could be a player.
Andrew, when you look at the Pel Summer League roster, a name that's surprising that was on there because he was waived, Antonio Reeves, still getting a shot to play for this team.
Yeah, and sometimes you see this. There's mechanisms that happen, and guys get waived for this, but it shows to me that at the worst, there's no bad blood. Yeah. This is something that has been talked about. And if anybody, you know, we can talk about this roster and this guy looks like this and who's got the most to prove. It really feels like Tone has probably the most to prove and is going to go out there and show it. Could have had an opportunity probably to go somewhere elsewhere, but he stays around. You know, he was officially waived, but he's here and he's going to try to make himself carve out a spot because there's a lot of guys when you go to summer league you're not playing always for your team, and somebody's going to notice him. And I think he is, we saw it in flashes last year. He's too good of a basketball player not to be one of the 450 on a main roster in the NBA. And I'm glad that he's going to get a chance to show it and, you know, show it with the Bills.
You know, Andrew, we talked with you on draft night. We weren't able to bring it up, but the officialized trade finally, TJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, a future second round pick heading to Washington in return for the draft rights to Micah Peavy, the 40th overall selection, alongside Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey. Just your general thoughts on CJ McCollum and his time here going out, pro, as we've kind of talked about ad nauseum here in his time in New Orleans. But bringing in Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, two younger pieces that obviously Troy Weaver has a connection with and has a lot of faith in. And then also adding Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver drafting Micah Peavy with the 40th overall pick. They have a lot of trust in him as well. So the three pieces that they bring back after moving off of CJ McCollum and Kelly Olynyk.
First of all, look, CJ was a professional. He was a professional's professional, a pro's pro, a true leader. Anything you want to throw at him, he has been just everything you could ask for. You wanted guys who would come to New Orleans and want to stay in New Orleans. He's done that. You know, he gave everything he had in his short amount of time here, on and off the court. All the programs he was starting, it was tremendous to watch. Same with KO. KO was a professional from, you know, his short stint here. I thought he gave you some really good looks next to Z that you could maybe use with a guy like Derek Queen, and you can kind of see the blueprint of how some of those things can work. But so the guys you're getting back, I know we already talked about Micah and traveling from, you know, being a three college guy, a 5 year guy, 159 games of college experience. He's not going to come in like any other rookies. He's not going to come in like your two first round picks. Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen are both one and done guys. He brings a little bit of experience there. But as for the guys you acquired in that trade, Sadiq Bey, this is a guy who has dropped 50 in an NBA game. You know, there's not many guys who could say they've done that. Now you have one in the building. We obviously saw it with CJ last year, and he's a guy who could score. Did not play last year because of a torn ACL that actually happened against the New Orleans Pelicans when he was playing for the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously, I think Troy was able to see a little bit of his rehab last year while he was with Washington. Thought enough of him to try to put him in that trade and bring him in. Looking forward to that. And then Jordan Poole, I think if you would have told Pels fans you're going to acquire a 26-year-old guard who is ninth in the NBA in the last four seasons and made three-pointers, is coming off a year where he shot a career best from three-point range and averaged at least 20 a game, everybody would have been excited. And as soon as you put his name on it, people start getting these flashbacks of what happened in Golden State or what happened his first year in Washington. He was a different player last year. And I think the thing about Jordan Poole is he's going to be able to kind of come in. We've heard Joe Dumars kind of talk about it a little bit of – He's willing to accept any role right now. And if, you know, is he going to be the starting point guard until DeJounte comes back? Is Jeremiah Fears going to be the starting point guard if they settle that in camp? Is Jordan Poole going to be your super six man kind of guy who plays 28, 30 minutes a game and can give you 18, 20 off the bench? All that kind of remains to be seen. You know, he can probably do a number of the different things, but I think seeing him kind of already being committed, we've already seen him working out in Pel's gear, you know, doing a whole bunch of stuff. The talent has always been there, and I think some of the other stuff kind of clouds people's decisions. But to me, I look at a guy who can score, can run your point, but can also play off the ball. And I think that's the important thing about having a point guard in New Orleans next to Zion is your one's not always going to be a one because Zion's going to be the one. Who could be a two? Who could, you know, how do you maneuver yourself in the offense? And I think Poole can definitely do that, and looking forward to seeing him in October.
Kind of a general question to end off here, Andrew, but obviously free agency has slowed down in the week since it started. That makes sense. But at the same time, Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver have been very, very aggressive early on. We already talked about the draft trade, the Washington trade. Do you anticipate any other moves? We didn't even bring up the Kevon Looney signing, but do you anticipate any other moves ahead of the start of the season, or do you think that, you know, they're going to kind of stand pat with what they got?
You know, you do have that roster spot open, and it could go to a number of different guys right now. It could be somebody on the summer league roster. But one thing that we've learned so far is that Joe and Troy are going to be aggressive. Some fans may like that approach. Some fans may not like that approach. But he is going to be aggressive and go get the guys that he wants to go get. And we saw that with Derek Queen in the draft. We saw that with Kevon Looney. We see that a lot of different places. But you want to, I think, when you're coming in, you're trying to change some things. You're trying to get things back on, you know, on the right track. You have to do that. You have to be aggressive. And, you know, if the right opportunity presents itself, they're going to go and take it. You've carved yourself out a little bit of money left that you could spend. You do have a roster spot. It could be signed by the end of next week. It could be a guy who is, you know, shines in training camp. It's all options, I think, are on the table. And I think, just like we talked about on draft night, 7 and 23 gave you some optionality, which we saw in over there. It's now going to be one of those things where you see it kind of move forward.
Andrew Lopez, always great stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to hearing you courtside. You going to be doing those summer league games?
Oh, I'm hanging out. I'm going, but I'm not.
I got you.
We're just gonna chill for this one.
Always appreciate your knowledge. Thanks, Andrew.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Pelicans TV sideline reporter Andrew Lopez joining us there, breaking down summer league action about to start on Thursday. You can follow Andrew @_Andrew_Lopez on X. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, continue with our Pelicans Power Hour, hear from rookie Jeremiah Fears when we return on Sports Talk right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Don't forget, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. Listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. You can download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live. Odyssey makes it easier for you to listen how you want, when you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows that you love on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or tell your smart speaker, play WWL. We've been rolling on here in our Pelicans Power Hour, going through some of the latest sound from the Birds as they get ready for summer league play. The 7th overall selection in this year's draft, guard Jeremiah Fears coming to the Birds, a dynamic player, strong offensive skill set, particularly his ball handling and the ability to create scoring opportunities. Well, Jeremiah Fears spoke at practice the other day. Here's what he had to say getting ready for summer league.
What are you trying to accomplish in the summer league? Like, is there one thing you're saying, this is what I want to get done?
Yep, we're going to come out and set a statement. Show everybody what New Orleans Pelicans can bring. So every time we step on the court, we're going to go out there, go hard. We're going to play together, and we're going to rack up some dubs.
A lot of your friends are just finishing high school, starting college. When you're starting, like, a professional career, how important is it, like, the maturity aspect to understand that you are now a professional athlete?
Man, super important. It's one of those things where you got to look back and kind of got to reminisce a little bit and just take it all in. I mean, it's a great experience. It's something that you dream of doing all your life. Finally being able to be in this position is something that every kid wants to achieve.
Did you remind to that point, you say the team comes out with a statement, but what's the statement that you want to make?
Man, I'm going to come out, set a statement, show everybody what I'm capable of, continue to show my teammates what I can bring to the floor every time I step on the floor.
Yeah, but what have been your impressions about Coach Brewer?
Man, super dope. He's one of those guys that's going to continue to push you, continue to give you every piece of advice he got. And as a player, something I'm taking from him is just continue to pick his brain. He's picking my brain, so I'm going to continue to pick his brain and learn everything I can from him.
And Brewer also talked about, you know, putting the ball in your hand a lot. You kind of learn on the fly. How much you kind of looking forward to that, just taking it on that role as the lead guy?
Man, I'm excited. A lot of coaches don't give rookies opportunity to kind of go out there and show what they're capable of. So him giving me the ball and letting me learn on the fly and make mistakes is going to be something that I can take with me and something that I can learn from as well.
What are your early impressions of Derek Queen?
Man, super, super skilled. Extremely skilled. High IQ. Can really do almost everything you need him to do, and he's somebody that we're going to need in these next couple games. So we expect him to show up big time, and I'm going to continue to keep talking to him and push him and motivate him.
Let me ask you this. Is it nice to be back playing basketball? You're traveling around, meeting all these teams, doing all the draft stuff. Is it nice to finally say, I'm back to basketball now?
Yes. A lot of workouts, a lot of stuff like that, but finally being able to get on the court and get out there and compete and kind of learn your new teammates is something that you don't take for granted, and it's something that I'm going to continue to keep enjoying.
How much does it help having Eve out there as a guy with a lot of experience last year coming in and being part of this team?
Man, it helps a lot. He's been in my ear. He's been giving me little pieces of advice that he's learned from the guys ahead of me, and I'm listening. I'm learning as well, so hopefully he continue to keep giving me that advice, and hopefully our chemistry continues to build from there.
Yeah, man, I'm sure you've kind of watched Summer League before, like just on TV. I mean, what's it kind of like this actually going to get to be a part of it?
Man, it's something that you dream of doing. I watched it all throughout my middle school, and I went every year throughout my middle school and my freshman year of high school. So I kind of got to see it up close, see it in person, see what it was like. And now I'm about to be on the stage, and I'm about to be playing.
Any memories from it that stick out to you? Like,
I kind of got to play in a little private open room my freshman year with a couple of those guys, and that was super dope for me, just being able to go out there and compete against them and learn a little bit from them as well.
That was Jeremiah Fears, the Pel's 7th overall selection in this year's draft. I got a feeling, Charlie, his jersey sales are going to be quite popular around here. He's got the number 0, and so it's 0 Fears on the Pelicans jersey. That's pretty badass.
Great combination.
Yes.
Like, you know, Connect 4, right? The Dalton Connect with the Lakers. 0 Fears blows out the water. And, yeah, no, I know Cullen was texting us earlier about that, too, that he wants to get a Jeremiah Fears jersey just because of how badass the combination is. Fears is going to be the one I'm keeping the biggest eye on.
Oh, yeah.
At Summer League. Like Guillory had mentioned, Summer League is kind of the showcase of these elite young guards. And you kind of figure, I don't want to put too much pressure on the kid, but you know
years young,
right,
right
off the bat, like, oh, that kid's an NBA guard, right? And he is 18 years old. He turns 19 in October, right before the start of the season. Like Andrew had mentioned, this is a kid that's supposed to be starting his first year of college. He's starting his first year at the pros. But with the Summer League and how guard-focused it is, you can tell right off the bat who's different than, like, the opposition.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so we'll see what we get from Fears. I'm really, really looking forward to it because via his tape and everything you hear about him, he is super skilled offensively, especially with the ball in his hands. And like Corey Brewer said, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot at the Summer League.
Heading to break here on WWL Sports Talk. Be back to close things out, so stay tuned right after this. Well, happy Monday, folks. We made it through the day. It was tough getting back in the flow after a 3-day weekend, but man, oh man, nice to feel rested and relaxed going into this week.
Yeah, the Pel's Power Hour was fun too, man. I'm looking forward to Summer League. I know that people think, oh, you know, it's kind of worthless or whatever. There's a reason that it's become a lot bigger in media circles. People go out to Vegas or they go out to Utah or they go out to California to cover the event. it's the first look at a lot of these talented young players, and the Pelicans have a few of them with these draft picks. So it should be a lot of fun later on this week.
That's Charlie Long. I'm Steve Geller. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back tomorrow drilling down on some of the Saints' outlook for 2025. So be back then. Have a great night, everyone. Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.